Loney watched the muddy boys bang against each other, and he thought of a passage from the Bible. "Turn away from man in whose nostrils is breath, for of what account is he?" The boys stood up, some walking back to the huddle, others standing with hands on hips and heads bent. The rain fell, but more lightly now. Beyond the arc lights, the world was black. The shiny helmets lined up against each other and crashed again, this time a little farther downfield. A couple of car horns honked. Loney could remember no other passages, and he was surprised that he had remembered that one. It had been a good game until the rain came, somewhere in the third quarter. It was the second rain of the day, and it had wiped out the tender autumn field.
"That boy can run," said the man next to him. "He's a regular horse, that one."
"No lies," said another. "Who is that?"
"I can't tell his number."
"It's Eklund," said the first man.
Loney stepped forward and squinted through the pale light. The men were not talking to him, but that was all right. The rain was not cold.
"How many timeouts we got left?"
A wispy little man pulled a notepad out of his pocket.
"We're out. They've got two left."
"God damn it, Carl. What did you have to tell me that for?"
"We're shit out of luck. What can you do in 40 seconds?
"That's a lot of time, Harv. You'd be surprised."
Loney looked at the scoreboard. 13-6. A touchdown and extra point would tie it up. It looked like Harlem would get the touchdown. They were near the goal line. Then they were in, and the car horn sounded and the clock stopped. Across the field, the cheerleaders, holding a long piece of plastic over their heads, kicked and danced. A tall, thin player raced out onto the field holding a kicking tee. He wore one black shoe and one white shoe. His uniform was spotless.
"Oh, my dying ass, they're going to kick the goddamn thing."
"You'd be surprised, Harv. I smell a fish in the barrel."
"Can it, pint size? I know what I see."
"Who is that?"
"Young Cutler."
"Oh, shit. Oh, dear."
But it was a fake kick. The holder scooped the ball off the ground and started to circle right. The kicker followed him, dancing behind him like a thin bird. The Chinook players fell back from the line to cover the end zone. Suddenly, the holder stopped and cocked his arm, and the thin player ran into him. The ball seemed to hang in the air as both players fell to the muddy field. Then it, too, fell, landing on the thin player's back. He rolled over, pulled the ball into his midsection, and lay there without moving. Loney glanced at Harv, but Harv had one big farmer's hand covering his face. He hadn't seen a thing. He looked like a man at a funeral.